What's up? What's up? How you guys doing?
So, going through your mind, this could be the last time at this little podium at the front of the lockers here, top house.
Is that going through my mind? Not really. I'm just looking forward to the offseason. Just starting early, get my body in shape, and you know, and you know, get ready for next year, get this body strong. You know, I haven't really didn't get to play a lot of football this year, so the plus side of that is starting early, working out.
There's a lot of negotiations to go on, but Captain said he believes you're a guy that likes to, you know, finish what he started, and that if you could have your choice, you would love to come back here and stay Purple 28. Is that true? Is that a fair assessment on the emotional side of it?
Yeah, that's definitely a fair assessment. You know, outside of the business part of it, you know, I would love to finish my career here with the Minnesota Vikings. You know, so, you know, that's where my mind is. You know, not talking contract. You know, we have a little time before that all airs out. So, in the meantime, just focusing on my family. You know, I'll be around here for a week or two and then go back down to Houston and relax.
But on the contract, I mean, is there a sense that they're going to ask you to renegotiate? You won't be back under your current number next year?
I guess with number being so high, you can speculate and say that's the case, you know. But in due time, I think we'll cross that bridge. Have a lot of other things. You know, today is just more focusing on, you know, the season and how things ended, you know, things we could have did better and improving on that, you know, and the business side will be handled when that time comes.
Do you feel like you've got a few good years left? I mean, 32 entering next year, but do you feel like you can still play at a high level, 32, 33, 34?
Yeah, 35, 36. You know, I was going to cut it off short. But, yeah, definitely, man. I feel good, you know. It's so unfortunate that, you know, especially like for the running back position, that you're numbered, you know. And I've always been a guy that, you know, I don't think that way. You know, I don't, you know, I think outside the norm, you know, like my injury, for example, you know, 4 to 6 months recovery, you know. And that's, I've never seen anyone come back before then, you know. You know, I choose to think differently, you know. And I serve, not perfect at all, but I serve a higher power, and I believe things differently. You know, so it's the same thing when it comes to playing this game. You know, I know that I have at least 7 more years. You know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, God's willing, you know, stay healthy, I'll play 5 more, and it's going to be at a high level. You know, so that's the way that, you know, I envision things going for me when it comes to my career and how I think about it.
Were you healthy enough to play the last 2 weeks if there was something on the line?
Say that again?
Were you healthy enough to play the last 2 games if it would have been?
No, you know, going into the Green Bay week, you know, I had a couple of things that popped up, you know, and, you know, I didn't feel comfortable, you know, especially with, you know, being a month and a half, 2 months early from, you know, my meniscus injury, you know. So, you know, that's what kept me out, you know. And it's, you know, and I know there's a lot of speculation into that, but, you know, I feel like since I've been here, I've done a lot of things to, you know, show my integrity, you know, especially when it comes to getting back on the field and, you know, working hard to come back and, you know, help my team win. And, you know, it wasn't any different when it came to the meniscus. You know, when the injury happened, my timetable was 4 to 6 months. You know, it was IR and we'll see you doing OTAs in off season. You know, but I was like, no, you know, I'll be back this year. You know, and I put myself in a position to come out and play. And that's, you know, early. You know, right at 3 months, you know. And so that's why I came out. Unfortunately, you know, I had some things that tweaked. And, you know, going into the game, you know, I had already had a tweak in my adductor. And, you know, I sucked it up and went out there and played. You know, just unfortunately, you know, I didn't feel healthy enough to finish off. You know, so, you know, that is what it is.
Well, we all know you are superhuman in hindsight. You think maybe you pushed it to come back a little bit too soon?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, I really pushed it the week leading into the Colts game. You know, when it comes to the meniscus, you know, it felt good, you know, and, you know, it was other things. It was the compensation of muscles that I felt. And, you know, I knew, that's why I did a lot of things beforehand, to make sure that, you know, my quad, my hamstrings, groin, you know, all those muscles would be able to sustain what I was trying to accomplish. And, you know, it was that Friday before the Coast game that I felt the adductor and got some treatment and stuff on it. You know, here with Suge Nim, got some kneeling and stuff done, and it felt good, a lot better on Saturday. You know, so I don't think I rested bad from the standpoint of, you know, protecting the meniscus, you know, the actual injury. Mm-hmm. It was just unfortunate that, you know, little of things kind of occurred that slowed me down.
Adrian, when you had the surgery, was the option to have a trim and to get back center, was that something that doctor told you was possible?
No, it was a possibility, but it wasn't anything that Dr. Larson would have recommended, you know, because I tore 90% of it. You know, I tore 90% of, you know, the lateral meniscus. And, you know, if it was like 10%, I would have trimmed it off and been back in a couple of weeks, you know. But 90% of your meniscus being gone, especially how I worked out and how I played the game, it could have been 6 months to a year before I was bone on bone. And with me knowing that I have a lot left in the tank, it would have been crazy to cut off 90% of my meniscus. You know, so that's why I had the option of, you know, getting it repaired and, you know, taking the long route.
You've never had a chance to test free agency before? I mean, that's a possibility. They obviously ask you to renegotiate. How tempting is that?
You know, I think when that time comes that I'll cross that bridge. You know, but like I said before, you know, I've been taking in a lot here the past couple of weeks, and just the fans here, man. You know, I've been here for 10 years, you know, and we have a great team. We have some great things going on here in Minnesota, and, you know, I would love to continue to be a part of that, you know, and, you know, so that's how I'm thinking. You know, I haven't said, you know what, it's the free agency, I get to test this, so, you know, I'm just going to, you know, write myself off, you know, here in Minnesota. You know, well, I think we've all dealt with a lot, you know, from personal level. And, you know, so I'm going into this, you know, thinking about my guys and wanting to be back with my guys, you know, and realizing at the end of the day, it is a business, you know. So, you know, I always just let the chips fall where they may, you know, but like I said, you know, I would love to finish my career here and, you know, try to help bring a Super Bowl to Minnesota.
So, Adrian, would you consider taking less money to come back?
I'm not ripping in the contract talk and all that. You know, I don't want to go down that road when it comes to, you know, considering less money, this, that, and other. I'll just say that for another time.
Have you gained an understanding?
A new uniform. I mean, what would it be?
Who?
You saw Favre when he came in wearing mm-hmm. Vikings uniform. Have you ever thought of yourself, how strange it would be if you were wearing someone else's uniform?
Yeah, I've thought about that before, you know. And I haven't really thought too deep into it, to be honest. But it was like, yeah, it'll be weird. But at the end of the day, you know, Favre came back and had one of the best seasons of his career, you know, But, you know, like sometimes, you know, you're able to work things out with business. Sometimes you're not. You know, it's life. It is what it is.
On the contract, though, have you maybe gotten more understanding of the reality of the NFL as guys having to take cuts when they get into the 30s? I mean, Chad Greenway obviously took pay cuts his last 2 years. Are you understanding more of the reality of the business, even though you've obviously had a great career?
Reality of the business? You know, I think that... just like in life in general, like what you guys do, there's, you know, like just you know, I'm not gonna say. There's a reality that, you know, when it comes a point of time where, you know, yeah, the best thing to do is to, you know, take a pay cut. It might be in the best interest of the team as well. And you know, there's situations where, you know, there's guys that are I would say, you know, worth, you know, putting the money into as well, you know. Like, you know, for instance, you know, you got a guy like Tom Brady, you know, or, you know, a guy like Antonio Brown, you know, you'll put more money into those guys than you would do, you know, I'm not going to name any other receivers or any other quarterbacks, but then you would do other guys, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. That's just how things go.
Do you have a number in mind, whether you're not going to share it or not, do you have a number in mind of what your value is?
No, I don't have a number in mind. You know, I haven't thought about it, to be honest with you.
Adrian, you said you're taking in a lot of things, like emotions, just in case, right? You said you've been taking a lot of things. Like Chad said, he knew this might be his last time. What have you been taking in? Did you allow yourself to go there for that possibility, or how was your mind work that way?
Yeah, my mind works that way. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to lie to you, you know, because I know the business. You know, I've been around 10 years, and I know the business. You know, you look at Buffalo, and you see their starting quarterback. You know, they said him. They didn't play him, you know, because if he would have got injured, they would have had to give him $30 million. You know, that's the business of the NFL that, you know, people don't see. But, you know, I'll be lying to you sitting and say that I haven't thought about, you know, well, what if we're not able to work things out, you know. So that crossed my mind. So just taking in, you know, I guess you, when those thoughts just even cross your mind, you know, you kind of sit back and you think about all the times you had here and, you know, and your teammates and things like that, you know, something that just hits you, you know, not that I'm locked in on, hey, I won't be here next year, you know, but when you have those thoughts that cross your mind, it's only human nature that you think about the times that you had, you know, you've had and here for over 10 years, you know, so, and that is, to that extent, that's how it's been.
All right, thanks, Ed. Cool.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks, Adrian.
Thank you. Thank you.